James Galen Taffert, born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as I said, on October the 28th, entered into the presence of God November 15th. Jim's parents moved from Talent, Tennessee to Miami, Florida. When he was one, he grew up in the Alpharetta area of Miami, attending Orchard Villa Elementary School and Miami Edison High School. I was born in 1944, and we share the same birthday. But in 1944, at the age of 16, Jim and his family moved to a farmhouse in Chipley, Florida, where he attended Chipley High School. And in 1945, the family returned to Miami, where Jim met his most amazing woman, Betty Willer, the younger sister, Pierce's best friend. It was love from the beginning, and they had their first date at a local drugstore. And when they talked for hours, and after Betty graduated from high school, Jim was drafted into the United States Army. They stayed close contact and then married in Folsom, Georgia, in October the 7th, 1951. They moved to Petersburg, Virginia, where Jim stationed there until he was shipped overseas during the Korean War. Jim returned to the United States to reunite with his sweetheart, Betty, and to celebrate the birth of their first baby, Jim. Working as a printer for the Miami News as an apprentice, it provided by the military to help him with a new career after he ended his service. Jim eventually started his own printing business, J&B Press, and working alongside his wife Betty, his partner Betty Ann, and Jim was very proud of their business, providing an excellent printed materials for companies in South Florida. Jim dedicated his love and time and wisdom to his family, including Betty and his two children and five grandchildren. When Jim and Betty decided to sell their business and retire, they moved to Tallahassee, where his younger sister lived. Jim loved Tallahassee because it reminded him of the rolling hills of Tennessee, where he was born and still had his family members living there. Jim was a thoughtful and intelligent and a caring man. He enjoyed listening to country and gospel music, fishing, attending church service, driving by farms and the woods and gardening and watching and listening to the birds, loved being outside. It was a joy to spend any quality time with his wife and children and grandchildren, especially great-grandchildren. To Jim, family comes first.